What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. What's up, my friends? Hey, before we get into today's episode, I wanted to let you know that I've completely revamped my new how to generate profitable leads and sales with Facebook and Instagram ads free webinar training. So if you're an online expert, in other words, you're an online educator, you're a course creator, maybe you're a coach, you're a consultant, maybe you're doing webinars, maybe you got a membership program, etc., and Facebook and Instagram ads make you want to pull your hair out and you just want a simple step-by-step system for creating profitable Facebook and Instagram ads, then I have this free webinar training for you. And as I mentioned, it's called How to Generate Profitable Leads and Sales with Facebook and Instagram Ads. And you can pick a day and time that works best for you by going to rickmulready.com/training. Now, in addition to learning my exact step-by-step process that all online experts need to know to generate profitable leads and sales with Facebook and Instagram ads, you'll also learn the common mistakes that most people are making with Facebook and Instagram ads and how you can avoid them, and also a whole lot more in the training. Okay. I'm all about helping you remove the overwhelm and the fear that often comes with figuring out how to get Facebook and Instagram ads to work for your business so that you can be growing your list and making more sales on a consistent basis. Okay. Again, the link to sign up for this free training is rickmulready.com/training. Okay. Let's jump into today's episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Really appreciate it, whatever you're up to right now. Hope all's going well. Hope you're having an amazing day. I'm your host, Rick Mulready, and I'm here to help online experts grow and scale your business so that you can reach and help more people, so that you can amplify your impact. And when you do all those things, not only do you get to increase your revenue in your business, but you and your audience get to have better lives. And those things, my friends, are what this is all about, right? So today I want to talk to you about three Facebook and Instagram ad mistakes that I've been seeing lately that are keeping people from getting the results that they want with their ads. And these mistakes are basic foundational things, nothing advanced or anything like that, which is 99 out of 100 times that's the case. It's foundational stuff, right? And I've actually been making one of these mistakes lately as well, and I'll tell you about that. And this episode was really spurred by, so recently I held our first retreat for my Accelerator Mastermind. We do two live retreats here in San Diego, and we had held our first one, and I was looking at some of the ads that some of my mastermind members were running. And some of them are really good, and then others left a lot to be desired. There was some opportunities there to lower their cost per lead. And, you know, one campaign that we were looking at, she really, really wasn't happy with the ads, and she'd made some changes and had started it, restarted it again, and had been running for a few days by the time she got to the retreat, and it was like a $40 cost per lead. So something was way off. And so we made the changes that I'm going to share with you here today. And literally within hours, and then even the next day, she was at down to like a $5 cost per lead. So what we're talking about here obviously works. Okay. So the first mistake that I see people making is they are overcomplicating their ad setup. Mainly, It's that they have too many ad sets and ads. Because you have to remember, successful Facebook and Instagram ads today are all about simplicity. The simpler that your campaign setup is, the more that you allow Facebook's algorithm to get you the results that you're looking for. I'm going to repeat that because this is so key right now. I say right now, meaning in today's world of Facebook and Instagram ads. The simpler your campaign setup is, the more that you allow Facebook's algorithm to get you the results that you are looking for. And this is exactly where I think I could be better lately. Simplifying the number of ad sets. Okay. Now, of course, the number of ad sets that you're going to have depends on your budget, right? So let's look at a hypothetical here. Let's say you've got $40 a day to spend. And I'm going to give this hypothetical without considering campaign budget optimization, okay, which has been pushed back. We talked about that earlier a couple episodes ago. Now, let's just say you got $40 a day to spend. I would have maybe two ad sets. One for your warm audiences and one for your cold audiences, right? And let's say your warm audiences aren't all that big. They're not very, you know, they're not huge. So we'll allocate like $10 a day to that ad set. And then for your cold ad set, you find a group of similar interests that you group together, which gives you a potential audience size of at least 1 million people, preferably higher than that. Because when you're using conversions as an objective, and we're going to talk more about objective later on, you want to give the algorithm nice big audiences to work with so that the algorithm can find you those people who are likely to convert within the audiences that you've put together. And so since we're looking at larger audiences here, we'll give this ad set a budget of $30. So there's our $40 a day, two ad sets, and we've broken up the budget a little bit. Now, if you are using campaign budget optimization, I would probably break this up a little bit differently. I'd probably do a warm campaign and a cold audiences campaign. And then obviously you're setting the budget at the campaign level. So I just want to throw that in there. Okay. Now, with the cold audiences ad set, I'd be testing 3 to 4 different ad variations to see which one works the best. For the warm audiences ad set, I'd maybe start by testing 2 different ad variations because you've got a smaller budget. You're only doing $10 a day. And that's it. You let your ads run. You let your ads run for about 3 to 5 days. And then you start looking at what audiences and ads are working and what's not working. And then you start testing new audiences and ads accordingly. Again, the simpler your campaign setup is, the more that you allow Facebook's algorithm to get you the results that you're looking for. It's when you start muddying the setup with just a ton of ad sets. If you start muddying it, when you start doing that, think of it like you're choking the algorithm off and you're not letting it work for you, right? And the simpler, the better. Notice in my hypothetical here, we got one campaign, 2 ad sets, and then a few different ads within each one. Like one mistake I see people making is that they start like just cramming the number of ads within an ad set and the budget is on the smaller side. Like I wouldn't go over, 5 or 6 ads within an ad set tops. And that's even on a higher budget level. If you're doing like in this example here, $30 a day in that cold audiences ad set, 3 to 4 ad variations tops. That's because again, when you have too much, when you have too many ads going and you have too many ad sets going, you are just confusing. You're making it harder for the algorithm to work for you. I know it doesn't seem like it all the time, but the algorithm is trying to get you the results that you want. It wants you to succeed because when our ads are working, what are we going to do? We're going to spend more money, right? So Facebook does want our ads to work. I know it doesn't always seem like that. Now, finally, to finish up this mistake here, when you just start throwing in random ads to test without any strategy behind them and behind what you're doing, that can hurt you too. You need to be strategic in how you're thinking about your ads, meaning understanding your target audience, what their pain points are, and how you're solving those pain points and challenges with whatever you're sharing in your ad, whatever your offer is in the ad. How are you helping them? Notice, we're not talking about, some crazy ad spend limits and setting target CPLs and all that stuff. This is basic foundational stuff, guys, right? This is a big mistake that I see people making, is that they are way overcomplicating the setup of their campaign or campaigns. Okay. Now, the second mistake that I see people making is not doing the research when it comes to targeting. I've talked about this ad nauseum here in the podcast, and I still get requests from people. Rick, can you take me through how you recommend doing audience research and targeting? And I've talked about it a few different times and whole episodes on it. And I'm probably going to do another one coming up here because this is something I continue to see. Facebook has amazing research tools when it comes to finding ideas for targeting, from audience insights to the suggestions tab. Suggestions tab in the ad set level in the detailed targeting section. So, you know, as you're setting up your campaign and when you get to the ad set level, you scroll down and you have that detailed targeting section. This is where you're looking for other, you know, Facebook pages and interests and behaviors and so forth. They have that little suggestions tab. And when you hit that suggestions tab, after you type something in, let's just say I type in, you know, social media examiner into that box, I can hit the suggestions tab and Facebook will give me other recommendations that are similar to social media examiner. So it's similar to audience insights, but there's another option here. And what I like to do is just keep a running list. You know, I use an app called Notion now. I've moved away from Evernote. I still love Evernote, but Notion is the bomb. So anyway, I keep a list of target audiences that I want to be testing. And so I just keep adding to this in my research, right? And then, of course, you've also got the biggest search engine on the planet, Google, to help you research audiences as well. And like I said, I talk about this all the time, right? One of the best things that you can do to set your ads up for success is to do the work up front when it comes to researching your target audiences. Okay. Now, going back to another example for you, at my Accelerator Mastermind, I sat down with one of my members and she's a board certified OBGYN physician. She's also a certified integrative health coach, and she has an online business as well as what, you know, she does in her practice and in the hospital and so forth. But in her online business, she helps pregnant women become knowledgeable, prepared, confident, and empowered during pregnancy and birth. Right. And so what she was doing when I looked at her ads, she was promoting a webinar with her ads and she wasn't quite getting the results that she wanted. So one of the first areas that we looked at was her targeting, and it was a little all over the place. So we dove into audience insights and the suggestions tab to research audiences that she could be testing. Now, this is where it gets a little bit nuanced, right? And this is how I want you to be thinking about your target audience. Because with her, with pregnancy and birth, there are all sorts of beliefs and such, right? That she wants to make sure that she's targeting interests that align with what she is teaching and what she believes in her business. You don't want to be targeting pages or interests on Facebook or Instagram that don't, I mean, they could be in the pregnancy and birth niche, but don't align with her beliefs and what she teaches, because then she's not attracting her ideal audience. Be thinking about that for your audience. You know, are the audiences that you are targeting on Facebook, do they align with what you believe and what you teach? Okay. The other thing when it comes to targeting, and I mentioned earlier in the episode here, in the first mistake, is when you have multiple interests in one ad set, make sure that you're grouping similar ones together. For example, you might put personalities or quote unquote influencers within your niche into one ad set. And then maybe in another ad set, maybe you might put general topics, maybe general pages that are similar within your niche into a different ad set. Okay, this is going to give you a better idea of what's actually working. We can't at this point break down, unless we're using a third-party tool outside of Ads Manager, we can't look at, when we group together interests, we can't look at, you know, which individual interest is performing the best for you. But when you group together similar interests within an ad set, it will help you and it's going to give you a better idea of what's actually working for you. Okay. It's also going to be, you know, it's also grouping together those the similar audiences that have an interest in whatever you are finding there. Okay. And so targeting, you got to do your research, do the work, my friends. This is a game changer for your ads, hands down. Because if you're not doing the work and not understanding who your exact target audience is and how to reach them, you know, with Facebook's targeting tools. And remember, when I say Facebook's targeting tools, it's all the same for Instagram. So I'm using, when I say Facebook, I'm also referring to Instagram. Okay. Hopefully by now I don't need to say that, but just to say that again. All right. The third mistake that I see is people are still really confused when it comes to the objective. So the objective is that first choice that you make when you're setting up your campaign. So you say create campaign, and the first thing you have to do besides naming your campaign is you choose your objective, right? And so I find this a lot when you want to get people to register for a webinar or opt in to a lead magnet or, you know, register for a video series or what have you. Conversions is the objective that you want to use because you want to tell Facebook what you are actually, what you want to accomplish with your campaign. You want to get people to take an action on your landing page, meaning you want them to opt in. So choose conversions as your objective. One of the confusing points about this is, let's just say somebody uses a video and their video ad, they want to use the video ad to get people to register or to opt in. It's still conversions, right? If your goal is to get people to convert, to opt in, to register, to purchase, what have you, with this whatever campaign you're running, regardless of what type of ad you're running, it's going to be like, you know, video ad, for example, it's going to be conversions as your objective. Now, if the goal of your campaign is to get video views, you want people to watch your video.
You've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But how do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So, like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals? You know, that reason that you started the business in the first place. Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? Me and about 30 other expert trainers, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free. The Platform and Profit Virtual Summit, it's a 3-day free, 100% free summit, and it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
Because you want to build engagement audiences of people watching your videos so that you can then turn around and retarget those video viewers. Well, then I would do video views or maybe engagement as your objective. And then when you want to retarget those people, then in a different campaign, your objective is conversions, right? This is where it gets people are getting confused. And this is why it really comes down to, and I'm not even getting into it here because this is a whole episode in and of itself, is you got to be clear in your strategy. What is it that you want to accomplish with your campaign, right? I was recently on Amy Porterfield's podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. If you've not listened to Amy's show, definitely check it out. It's amazing. And not just because I'm on it every now and then. But we were talking about pre-launch and, you know, that period of 60 to 90 days before you even start into your actual launch, if you're launching a course or what have you. And during that time, during your pre-launch, for example, it's a great idea, and I talked about this on that episode, to be running video and to be building those video engagement audiences. And so in that case, I'm not doing conversions as my objective, even though the ultimate goal down the road is to get people to register for a webinar. In this period of my marketing, I just want to build engagement audiences of people watching my videos. So in that point, I'd be either testing video views or engagement at that point, not conversions. And so that becomes so much clearer when I'm clear of why I'm doing what I'm doing with my ads, what my ultimate goal here with my ad campaign is. Okay. So this is a big one, guys. This is something I see a lot is people get confused about the objective, or they might look at, well, I want to get people to my opt-in page. So traffic is the objective I want to do because my goal is to get people there. Well, yes, your goal is to get people there, but Facebook is saying, what is it that you ultimately want to accomplish by driving traffic to such and such page? Right? Well, your ultimate goal is to get them to convert, meaning to opt in. And so conversions is your objective. Okay. So I just want to recap the three mistakes real quick. The first mistake was overcomplicating the setup. Huge. The simpler, the better, right? The simpler that your campaign setup is, the more that you allow Facebook's algorithm to get you the results that you're looking for. And then I walk you through an example of how you might simplify this. Keep it really simple. And of course, it does depend on budget, like how many ad sets that you're going to have, for example, and how many ads that you're running. But if you have a low budget, keep it simple. If you have a higher budget, keep it simple. You just might have more ad sets and ads. But it's all in an effort to be strategically simple about your campaign setup. The second mistake is people are not doing the research when it comes to your targeting audience. Use tools like Audience Insights. Use the suggestions tab at the ad set level in the detailed targeting section. Use Google, right, to do your research, to come up with ideas to really truly attract your target audience. Just because some audience is within your niche doesn't mean that audience is the audience that you want to be reaching. And this really comes down to understanding A, your own target audience, and then B, the audience of that particular interest. Okay. And then the third mistake we just discussed is the objective, being super clear on what you want to accomplish with your ads and then choosing the objective that aligns with what you want to be accomplishing. Okay. Also, one more thing. There are 15 spots now open for my brand new Accelerator Mastermind group, which is running from October 1st, 2019 through March 2020. Okay. So, as an online expert, this is your opportunity to inject coaching, support, and accountability to finish off the year and then also roll into 2020. I can't believe we're talking about 2020 with big time momentum in your business, right? So as I mentioned, if you're an online expert, meaning you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're an online educator, consultant, etc., and you've already achieved a certain level of success in your business, but you're now spinning your wheels to get to the next level, you very likely do not need another course or to read more books, right? What you need is a cohesive growth strategy. Because in addition to leads and sales from Facebook and Instagram ads, it also takes things like mastering your mindset, building a team, becoming the actual CEO of your business, positioning yourself as an expert, creating and launching offers, mastering time management, etc. I could go on here, right? Most experts, and I have been guilty of this in the past, teach Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum, right? But to create sustainable growth in your business, it takes a more holistic strategy. Ads are just one piece of the puzzle, my friends, albeit an uber important piece. And they're what I've built my entire business on. But it takes a more holistic strategy, along with things like coaching, accountability, community, and support, because it's all connected, right? And I want to help you. In the same way that having a coach helped me grow my business to where it is today, it's my turn to give that gift to others. And so if you're ready for coaching, support, and accountability in taking your online expert business to the next level, then my new 6-month Accelerator Mastermind group may be for you. Again, this group starts in October and runs until March 2020, okay? So to learn more about Accelerator and schedule a free strategy session with me to find out if you might be a fit for the Accelerator, because there's only 15 spots available and we get a ton of applications. So this is application first. Then from the application, we determine if you might be a good fit from there. Then you and I hop on the phone to have a strategy call and we further see if you might be a fit for the Accelerator. So just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. You can fill out the application right there. And then we'll take it to the next step if we think you are a good fit. Okay. Now, coming up on the podcast, another quick tip episode coming your way where I'm going to be talking about, I have to look up who this is. Oh, I'm going to be talking about the new simplified mobile ad formats that are coming out here in August. Facebook's making some changes. And if you're running ads, as I assume you are, since you're listening to the show here, then this is one thing that you are definitely going to want to know about. So I'm going to talk about it in the next episode, next quick tip episode in 2 days from now. Okay. So until then, and as always, my friends, keep testing your online marketing to find out what works for you and your business. Then do more of that, more of what's working. I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.